welcome to our program. We're in message number 3 on the subject of Bible prophecy made plain and simple. We talk about on this program comes from the Bible, and the Bible is the only book in the world that was written over a period of 1,500 years and authored by over 40 different authors. They were from different walks of life and different circumstances. We find Moses in the wilderness, Jeremiah in a dungeon, Daniel in the wilderness, and also in a palace. Paul in prison, John on the Isle of Patmos. We find them writing during the times of war and persecution. Solomon living in his palace, he wrote some stuff. The poetry, we have romance, we have history, we have prophecy, hundreds of subjects. The Bible is an amazing book. For many, many years, the Bible has been the bestseller, but it's the least read of all books. It's been translated into more than 2,200 languages. Most books might get translated into one or two. The Bible has been constantly attacked, but Jesus said it shall never pass away. This Word of God has had a unique influence on Scripture. It is the only book in the world that is inspired of God.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth a royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth a royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown.
Last program, we were referring to Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus gave some prophecy about the temple. We read there in verse number 1 of Matthew 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Well, he'd been looking at those buildings for 3.5 years. Why would they do that? Well, if we go on, maybe we'll get some insight on that. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You get all excited about this stuff. We look at our buildings today. You know, I remember going to a church one time, and the pastor had just built a new auditorium, and come and see my building. Really what I'd like to see is your people. How are they doing? Are they growing spiritually? Are they going in the right direction? Are they going backwards? Success is not having a big group of people who won't pay any attention to what you're saying. That temple was full of those kind of people, and the people in it were figuring out how they could kill Jesus. So don't get excited about this temple. Jesus said, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now that's a prophecy that he made, and it came true. Well, they were sitting on the Mount of Olives, and in verse number 3 it says, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? He asks three questions here, and we'll look at that in more detail in another program. Well, he said in verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers, or in many places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Now, what did he mean here when he talked about the beginnings of sorrows? We're going to look at that. But first of all, what happened, what he prophesied here, and that's our theme, is prophecy. Jesus prophesied that the temple would be thrown down. In AD 70, Titus destroyed Jerusalem and destroyed that temple. And when Jesus said here in verse number 8, all these are the beginnings of sorrows, he was saying this starts here. In 2,000 years ago, the Jews started out on their trail that Jesus called the beginnings of sorrows. Now, we're living in the age now, and it started 2,000 years ago, and it has been for 2,000 years, what the Bible calls the times of the Gentiles. For 2,000 years, God has used the Gentiles. He took the focus off the Jews because they crucified Jesus. They said, we don't want your kingdom. All right, you have it your way. For 2,000 years, the Jews have been persecuted. He said in verse 9, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. Now that started for the Jews 2,000 years ago. In Acts chapter 13, verse number 15, it says, the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. Well, Jesus said that would happen. Acts 14, verse 19, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Now, Jesus said, you're going to be afflicted. They will kill you. They will hate you. They'll betray one another. They'll hate one another. That's exactly what started here 2,000 years ago. In Acts chapter 17, verse number 5, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Once again, Jesus said, they're going to come after you. You're going to be hated. They're going to betray their own people. Acts chapter 19, verse 9 says, but when divers or many were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of the way before the multitude, he, that is Paul, departed from them out of the synagogue and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Acts 23:12, it says, and when it was day, certain Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. And so these times of sorrows here, the beginnings of sorrows, it began for the Jews 2,000 years ago. As we look at the prophetic timeline of Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25, we need to realize that this is something that was written and spoken to concerning the nation of Israel. When studying the Bible, we need to always ask ourselves who's talking, in case it was Jesus. To whom is he talking? To the Jews here. And the prophecy pertains to the future of the Jews and the nation of Israel. The focus has to do with the consequences of Israel's rejection of their Messiah. Jesus prophesied the destruction of their temple in Jerusalem, and that took place in AD 70. Well, they had rejected their Messiah. In Matthew 23, verse 37, we read, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem," Jesus said, "thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth." And so he said, there shall not be one stone left here upon another. Now, as we look at comparing Scripture with Scripture a little bit, it's interesting if you look in Matthew 24, Jesus is outside the temple. He's on the Mount of Olives speaking privately to his disciples. But when you read this record in Luke 21, verse 7, they're inside the temple, and he's speaking publicly. And in Luke 21, it says he looked up and saw rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And then in verse number 5, "And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the day will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And we read in verse 7, "And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass?" Now, he goes out with his disciples privately, it says here in Matthew's account, and he gives them much more detail about what is going to happen. In verse number 14, when talking to his disciples on the mountain, he says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Well, we know that on August the 6th, 1991, the World Wide Web became publicly available to everyone. And we hear from people on this broadcast from all around the world. The Bible says, when it's preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end be. We need to wake up and realize that he's coming. Might be morning, might be noon, but one thing, it will be soon.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befalls. That is all.